Bueno. ¿Para qué te trabajo? ¿Para qué materia?
Language and thought. When I was
Well, you were supposed to speak in Spanish.
no,
What?
when I was in Michigan, all the people would always scream buena. It was really weird.
Buena.
Yeah, they just like scream it like randomly, and like when one person said it, like everyone else would say it at the same time. Have you ever heard of that before? You'd be like buena.
Therefore, what?
Just the hell of it, the heck of it.
No, I haven't heard it. When like a good sum comes out, you would
Well,
say.
yeah, like if someone did something like, you know, that would cause it, then they someone would scream it, and everyone else would be like, "Buena."
Well, yeah, if you do like if something funny happens, you'd be buena, buena, and then everybody else would make fun of you. Or like a good sum comes up, you'll say, "Qué buena," or like if you're like a cute girl, or something, or a cute guy. But I mean, I've never heard it for some particular for like no reason,
I
like
think it
just to
was
scream
just
for the
kind
heck
of
of
a
it.
thing they did at the cliff. Like, that's where they were. Like, it was just like their little joke. It was kind of funny. They always tried to make me do it, but I thought they'd laugh at me, so I didn't.
It's always embarrassing about Spanish, huh? Okay.
I'm okay at it, though.
Huh?
I can
Yeah.
understand you when you speak it.
Yeah, I know, but you don't. You should actually try to speak it more.
Listening starts.
Well, yeah, but like, you gotta give the next step. You know, you can't just get there in listening. You gotta
Not
like.
until I understand everything.
No, that doesn't
I
really work that way. Actually, you learn more when you
know.
start speaking stuff. So are you gonna you should actually make like a summer program, or at least like
I
going for a
think I
semester
might.
somewhere. Where are you planning on going,
Yeah,
man?
Chile, Peru, somewhere.
I didn't know that.
Next summer.
Next summer?
Yeah.
Are you
I'm
serious?
thinking about it.
Wow.
I don't want to go anywhere that I don't know anyone, so if I go anywhere, I have to make sure I know someone there. Just like one person.
Well, you don't have to know anyone.
I like knowing someone there to show me around.
Yeah, I
To have
guess.
a car, that'd be nice.
You
To
can
get
rent a car.
places.
It's not that expensive down there.
Yeah, but after buying the car, now.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I mean, if you know someone, it'd be pretty nice because you can get rides and stuff.
I can even go to Ecuador.
Yeah, you can go to Ecuador, I can show you around. Actually, I know this really nice place.
I have been there with you before.
Up in mountains. Yeah, but like, you were for a week, or less than a week, and it was like over Christmas break, so I had to be with my family, kind of. So, you should actually come down there over the summer or something, so I can just show you around and we can go places. There's this really nice place you'll be really interested on, because you love like
Monkeys.
rainforests and monkeys and stuff. Yeah,
I like
so.
monkeys.
Yeah, we can go to the like middle of the rainforest actually. Yeah, it'd be really nice for you.
I could
Yeah,
come this
I'd like it
summer
too.
on my whole trip through South America.
Yeah, true.
I want to go to Ecuador, Peru, Chile, Brazil.
Brazil is a crazy, crazy place to go to.
Except no Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese. Well, I can understand a little bit when they speak real slowly, and I know people that speak Portuguese can understand Spanish,
Yeah,
like a
they
lot of
can.
it. But when they speak, if they speak too quick, you can't because they have such a strong accent. Spanish is more clear that way. Like, you can just hear it if you speak
Yeah,
Portuguese and understand
Portuguese
it.
is hard. And I don't like their songs either. I've heard some songs in Portuguese. I don't like.
Oh, they have really good songs. Maybe you haven't
They
heard
sound
it.
weird.
Did the
They're.
people from South America you met like them?
Yeah.
Obviously, because they're really nice and really good. They have really nice music. Actually, there's a lot of influence of Brazilian music. Axé Bahia. There's
I
this guy
like,
called Axé Bahia.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, is it real?
I like my Spanish
Mm, well.
music.
Yeah, I mean, she's famous. She's from
That's like
Mexico, but I mean.
awesome. Yonesoy somewhere. And I like that other one.
Which one?
It's not by her. I don't remember the person's name. You told me the name?
Yeah.
But ¿quién
¿Quién
me
importa?
importa?
Yeah, it's Thalia.
Thalia.
Yeah, that song was pretty famous.
That's a good song too.
Yeah, but dude, you gotta listen to songs from Brazil. Like, there's this song.
There's this weird rap song that I listened to that everyone like loved, especially Melissa. She's from Brazil. She really liked it.
How was it?
I don't remember. No, I don't. I don't even remember the words. I didn't understand it. I understood the Spanish ones.
Yeah, there's this. Okay. I'm trying to remember the songs, but they were like a while ago. I haven't been in Ecuador for a while. So I haven't listened
you were
to
just
songs.
There. You were just there.
Yeah, but not like parties like that where you listen to these songs. So, I don't really remember. I don't know. I miss back home.
Yeah.
Sometimes just randomly I get kind of homesick.
That's why I went to school in Pittsburgh, because I was sick of spending time away from home at boarding school. So I decided to stay home for school.
Yeah, I hate you.
I learned this.
That's really nice. CMA is a really good school too, so it's really nice you could stay in Pittsburgh and be in a good school, you know?
Yeah. I got my car.
Yeah. It's like a long way from Ecuador up here, but I mean...
Yeah, I know. Are you friends here?
Yeah, I've made friends. I made friends. Not like I had them already, but it's really nice. I got some really good friends, which is really nice. It's really interesting. It's so interesting how there's so many cultures here. It's such a diverse school. I went to a PIT party this weekend, and it was so amazing how like everybody around me was American. I was like, where are the Asian people? Where are the Indians? Where are, you know, the Latin people? They were just like American people, like blonde girls, blonde guys, you know, white people. It was crazy. You felt so differently than being like a frat party at CMU, or like, you know, just like a salsa party or ASA party, or I don't know, tour party at CMU, which is so different, such a different experience.
Yeah, CMU isn't exactly normal college experience.
Yeah, it's really interesting though. I love the diversity. It's so, you know, so good. I mean, you can learn so much from so many cultures. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I made a good choice, I think, coming up here. It's kind of far, but I mean, it's good. I like it. I don't like the weather though. I'm so used to.
Yeah, it's
just sunny days every day, and you know, the worst thing that could happen is the rain, and being a lot more humid. My skin's getting kind of dry actually. I'm not used to it, but I mean, oh well.
Yeah, I'm ready for summer. Definitely ready for summer weather.
Yeah, seriously.
In the sun.
Yeah, I'm sick of this weather. Oh wow. Oh wow. I have so much stuff to do. What time is it?
I don't know. I left my watch at home.
I think it's like 9:30 or something.
I think it's more like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Sure, 9:30.
Wow, yeah. Wow, I have so much stuff to do. You keep me talking here. I should be doing my work. Seriously, what am I doing here?
Talking to me.
I know. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to go to Eden Park or something. Seriously.
You bring work there. Do work at Eden Park.
Yeah, I know that would work. Well, maybe, yeah, but, I mean...
I have to grade papers.
We can order pizza.
I'm on Lent. So. Can't eat animal products. Pizza has cheese.
Such a loser.
Gracias, gracias.
What else can I eat? Well, you can ask for a salad. And I can ask for a pizza.
No. No, I guess. Sunday.
Or you can order something in park and you can just go pick it up. You know?
So?
No, I can go with you.
See?
See? Por supuesto.
Por supuesto.
Yeah.
¿Y quieres algo de in park?
Sí, tengo mucha hambre. Mucha hambre. Yo creo que te voy a comer un sándwich de pollo. O algo así, no sé.
No quiero... ¿Sopa?
Sí, tal vez sopa. Ya es medio tarde, entonces no quiero comer mucho. Pero bueno. Sí, tal vez un sándwich, una ensalada o algo así, no sé. Tal vez un milkshake. That'd be good.
No me gusta.
¿No te gusta el milkshake?
No me gusta.
Why not? ¿No te gusta yo? ¿Por qué?
¿Porque
te salen ganas?
No puedo.
Oh, yeah, you can because of Lent. Well, why not? Because ice cream?
Lent?
Yeah, I know. Oh, milk, she has milk. Well, I guess that makes sense. I'm not used to milkshakes, I don't really know what to put on it, but no, I can't get better.
I had to make them every day that I worked at King's.
Oh, yeah.
It took forever.
Well, we can get a strawberry shortcake.
No plan.
Why?
Ice cream. And milk.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying about milkshake. Whatever. But, well, I can still get a chicken sandwich.
You can get whatever you want.
I know. Free country.
Rub it in my face.
Shut up. I'm hungry, man. I'm trying to eat whatever I want.
So can I. I want applesauce and broccoli and pickles.
You know what?